welcome, everybody. It's time for the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's time for The Skinny on Beauty with the straight scoop about the beauty industry with our beauty blogger and social media expert, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. What's going on with you today?
Well, I've got lots going on here. I'm waiting the birth of my first grandchild here in a couple days. So.
Woo!
They took her into the doctor, and we thought it was like 2 weeks away, and they said, no, it's probably more like 2 or 3 days away. And we're like, oh, my God, really?
Oh, yeah, I'd be anxious, too.
For 9 months, you think about it, and all of a sudden the doctor says, oh, it's like in 48 hours here. So.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did you say 48 hours?
Exactly.
Thanks for the great introduction. Welcome, everybody, to the Skinny on Beauty. I'm here today with Marcy Guavera. Hi, Marcy. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Marcy is a style expert and on-camera video host. She does style videos for plus-size models and fashionistas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here today just to tell us about your success in the industry.
Yes, not too many of us plus-size girls here in Orange County, so definitely love the opportunity to chat about it. And, you know, I think a lot of people have questions about plus size modeling or plus size hosting or just hosting on camera in general. So I, you know, love chatting about, you know, what worked for me, and
yes.
I'm happy to give any tips or secrets that I can.
Awesome. Did you hear that? Secrets, secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We love secrets. I know that a lot of our fans are very excited about you being here today and interested in all those tips and secrets that you have to tell. But let's rewind a little bit to the beginning of how you got into the fashion industry. Just kind of paint that picture for us, will you?
Well, it's so funny, Cheryl, because I grew up in private school. So I never wore a uniform. So I'm really going to rewind it. I'm taking it back to Barbie because I wore a uniform for 12 years. I never really was like a fashionista. I didn't consider myself really into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think back, I loved my Barbie dolls and I loved dressing them up. So to be honest with you, my goal in growing up in high school and college was to be Oprah, you know, to be on TV. And so I put up a YouTube and I had a plus size magazine reach out to me and say, we've seen you on Twitter. We saw your YouTube and we think that you should do videos for plus size fashion. And at the time I knew that, you know, obviously there's clothes that fit me. So I knew I was plus size and I knew that there was a fashion industry per se, but I just had no idea at really the world that was out there.
Yeah. Now, when was this exactly?
This was in 2010, I would say. 2009, 2010.
Okay.
That's when I started doing videos for Scorch Magazine.
Okay.
And I am such a big fan of just internships and working for free if you can afford it. I don't know, you know, how many people out there are listening that are thinking of a career change or maybe college students, but I had someone message me today asking for tips on, you know, how to make it. And that was one of the best things that I could have ever done. Was for 2 years, I did videos for free for them. Obviously, I had other jobs. But through that, I got a call from the Rachel Ray Show. And I'm sorry. No, not yet. Marie Claire. Marie Claire Magazine found me and had me host a show for them online.
Okay.
And then from there, I got a call from Rachel Ray. So, and that's kind
nice.
Of spun it all into, you know, obviously a little bit of money. You know, now obviously paid work, but it's been a little bit of a, you know, rough road. It's definitely a hustle to be in any sort of arts or
yes.
creative job.
I love that you just use the word hustle, too.
It just perfectly describes what it is.
It does. It does. And it, you know what? I think you're my first guest that has used that word. So I love that because it really is a hustle. It's juggling as well, which
mm-hmm.
is the cliche term of hustle, right? It's
mm-hmm.
making sure that you have all your ducks in a row. And I really love that you went out there and did that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were doing your videos for Scorch Magazine,
mm-hmm.
were you teaching yourself how to be an on-camera host, or were they giving you tips?
Well, I actually have a degree in broadcast journalism, and
okay.
then in 2010, I was sort of transitioning in through jobs, and I started working at a place called Become a Host. So for anyone out there that's curious at all about on-camera hosting, I would highly recommend Become a Host. It's a school and a management company, but mostly I would recommend it in terms of the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this boot camp and met this crazy woman named Marky Costello, and I wanted her to tell me, you know, lose 50 pounds and then you can be a host. And what she did was say, wow, Plus Size is a great brand and you should stick with it. So she really encouraged me to pursue that.
I went to Marky Costello's boot camp.
Anyone who's ever wanted to host anything has been to Marky Costello's boot camp.
That's fantastic. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. And so I worked there for 2 years. She invited me, you know, into the inner circle, I would say. And I worked there for 2 years. I went to every single class that I could, from QVC hosting classes to game show hosting to any sort of, I was in lots of privates with her that I would help her with. So I really soaked it all in. And on top of obviously finishing undergrad, I think that that training really, really helped me. So the main thing I needed help with, Cheryl, was the fashion stuff, to be honest with you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did that come about? Like, how did you research to, you know, get those new fashion trends and tips?
So when I really started to take it very seriously was when I got the Marie Claire job, because I'm sitting in the editor-in-chief at the time, Joanna Cole's office, in the Hearst Tower. It's a dream come true. It's a very Carrie Bradshaw moment. And you're overlooking Central Park. And she basically said, we're going to tell the world you're an expert, so you need to do your homework. And she said to treat it like it was a master's program. And she said that every day I should study fashion for 4 hours.
Wow.
And I really did. So prior to that, you know, obviously I had done my work. I went to the different companies that were here in Southern California. I learned, you know, who was modeling and what things I liked. But when I began to really study like the history of fashion and who the major players were, and when Lane Bryant or Tor had put something out, you know, who did they knock off? You know, that's really when you want to be an expert in something, you just give it your all. And so I began to study all of the magazines like they were textbooks, and all of the websites. And really, that's what I would do. I would encourage anybody to do who wants to become an expert in something is know everything that you can. And you've probably heard in the boot camp, be able to talk about anything.
Yes.
If you want to host, be able to talk about anything.
Yes. Yes. So from all of this, you know, doing, you know, the free work, if you will, the internship.
Mm-hmm.
You started doing your own channel, right? And so you do these videos for Marcy Minute.
Yes.
And that's on YouTube only, or paint that picture as well for us.
So the Marcy Minute was the very first thing that ever started. I was a personal assistant at the time.
Okay.
And it was a very, not necessarily thankless isn't the right word, but very uncreative. So I was very, very busy, but I had no creative outlet. And so I started to realize, you know, I'm never going to be thin enough or rich enough to just be able to quit my job and go pursue this on-camera career that I dream of. Mm-hmm. So I got a new Mac and it had a camera on it. I mean, this is like kind of dating myself, because remember, now everything has a camera on it. But 5 years ago, having a computer with a camera on it was kind of like a new thing.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know, and YouTube was new 5 years ago.
Yeah, yes,
so
it was.
It was kind of like, you know what? I've got a camera on this new computer and I've got this thing called YouTube and I'm going to do a show. So Marcy Minute is really where it all started. And sometimes, unfortunately, I feel like it falls to the wayside because it isn't paid and it is my own website and it is sort of my personal little outlet. So when I have time, when I'm not working for other people, then I post videos there. Mm-hmm. But really, that's what I owe my career to. If it weren't for social media and technology, things like YouTube, I mean, I wouldn't have a career.
Yeah. So are you able to take some of your other videos that you've done for The Rich Ray Show or whatever, mm-hmm. and then put them on your personal channel?
Well, I have a hosting reel, which is where those live. But generally, no. Like, if I share those kinds of videos, it'll just be through social media, and they're coming off of the sites. When you go on, like, I was on Dr. Oz and Rachel, their players are a little bit tougher to rip, you might say.
Yes.
So I just mainly will share the links. But, of course, on my reel, and I have all that. And for anybody out there that, like, is curious about hosting or doesn't know what a reel is, that's sort of your resume as a host.
Right.
And mine is living and breathing and constantly changing. So all that is on there.
And are you editing it yourself?
Well, because I worked to become a host, they also have a production studio there. So I had a great reel edited. And now I just sort of put the little pieces in myself, but I do know how to edit. And that's a big thing, I think, nowadays, is being able to do multiple things. So especially as a host, you know, in the old days, and you could sort of read a teleprompter and be really pretty, and that was enough. And now you need to be able to produce and write a segment and edit. And
it's very true.
There's a lot that goes
into
it.
Take quality photos, mm-hmm. and speak, yes.
And now social media, be able to tweet about it and all of that. So I think it's really been to my benefit to know how to edit and to do all these little things, because it's helped especially with, I think, the producing side, having a producing mind really helps when you're going for a job, because people want to know that if you're out there and something goes wrong, you're going to be able to think on your feet and make it work.
Yes. And, you know, going back to, you know, the hosting reel, you can make up your own. If you don't have a gig, everybody, you could just go out there, hire a camera guy, or maybe not even a camera guy. Just do it on your own. Everything on your own. Mm-hmm. You don't need a permit to go out and shoot your own video with you yourself.
And there's news happening all the time. You don't even have to do a fake reel. I mean, let's say this weekend there's a Strawberry Festival in Orange County. Mm-hmm. You can go and say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm here at the Strawberry Festival, and we're going to talk to a few people. And you can make your own reel. You're
correct.
Absolutely right. And I think that a lot of people get stuck. First of all, I absolutely recommend never quitting your day job before you pursue something else. But it's sort of this idea that what you have to do from 9 to 5 is what you have to do, but it's what you do from 5 to 9 that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a dream, if you want to be a host or whatever it is that you want to do, make that happen. You know, there's so many excuses people have, but even like you said, you can shoot it on your own, mm-hmm. and go out there, create a reel, and you never know what might come of it. Maybe it's doing something locally, like OC Talk Radio, or being on the local channels, or there's so many opportunities online now to host as well. There's a different web show for anything out
yes.
there and any business. So I think for me, it's being a self-starter that really got this all going. And, you know, the internet is what has made us accessible to people all over the world. So that's mm-hmm. how I was found by Marie Claire, Rachel Ray. Literally everything has gone through my website. So while I have a commercial agent, I don't have a hosting agent. And a lot of people will say, oh, I don't have an agent, and that's why I don't book work. You are your best agent, mm-hmm. and your website is your best agent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good tips. Mm-hmm. Good tips.
Mm-hmm. For any business. I mean, for any business. So.
Right. So going back to the fashion a little bit, you know, I know that you are a style expert mm-hmm. and plus size fashionista. You've been coined curvy influencer. And I want to kind of go into that and then talk about the fashion a little bit after the break. But real fat, you know, just to kind of paint the picture for us, give us a teaser on the curvy influencer and how you were coined that.
Well, nowadays there are so many bloggers. If I hear the word blogger used to describe me, I get a little irritated, because if you were to look at my blog, it's quite disappointing. There's an awesome fashion blog for curvy girls called The Curvy Fashionista. And that is really, to me, what a true blog looks like. It's a website. There are contributors. There's lots of different types of pages. I mainly post outfits because that's what people really want to see. I think plus size girls really want tips on how to dress their body. And I know we're going to get into that later. But so for me, curvy influencer is sort of an all-encompassing term that means I'm more than a host, I'm more than a style expert, I'm more than a stylist. Because really, when people say, oh, Marcy's a curvy stylist, well, I have like 3 clients. So it's not like I'm Rachel Zoe. I would love to be. But I think that so many times we put this little, like, you know, labels on people. It's the same way we do it in relationships. Like, well, is he my boyfriend? Well, like, are you a blogger? It's like, well, I'm kind of a lot of things. And
And
I think that's where the term curvy influencer comes in. So hopefully I'm influencing people on fashion, on life, and, you know, maybe giving them a tip or two about how to dress, how to look. And they can see that in a variety of places, like my blog, on TV, and hear me on the radio here.
Right.
Et cetera,
and just be that motivator too, mm-hmm. you know, that you can get out there and you can shine and you can love who you are, mm-hmm. and you don't have to be fit the cliche, you mm-hmm. know, you can look just as stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. I think you have a line. Oh gosh, what was it? It's
style has no size.
Yes, that was one of them. It's not what you put on, but it's what comes from underneath.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yes. And confidence is the biggest, I think, fashion accessory that you can wear.
Right.
You know, there are women that have the most fabulous Fendi purses or, you know, Cavalli bags, and they feel awful about themselves. And unfortunately,
so true.
You know, you might look a lot better in your Target if you just feel good about it.
So true. We're going to get more into the fashion part of this episode when we get back.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare. By 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader. Tutor or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, we're talking about the straight scoop about the beauty industry and how you can become your own best manager, agent, producer. Somebody tweeted in a question here, and I think it's, I guess it's obvious, but when you were on these shows, were you working like as a model in a fashion segment of those shows?
I go on Rachel Ray or Dr. Oz, I go on as an expert. So what will happen is, for example, on one round of Rachel's, I went in as the beauty expert because Rachel cannot legally promote any brand that she does not, that she is not an expert on. Rachel can promote like knives, but she can't promote this 2-minute curler system. So I'll go on as the expert to say that I believe in the product and talk about it, and or we'll do a lingerie segment and I will go on to host the segment with her, to co-host it. So I would love to be a model, but unfortunately I'm not 5'10 and I'm just not built that way. So, there are some really high standards for the plus size models, that we can actually get into too, because it's a very funny thing to be pretty and plus size. Everybody thinks you should be a model, but.
Interesting. Yeah. I want to kind of get into that right now. I'm very interested in like those rules that they have going on for plus size modeling. Tell us about them.
Well, Cheryl, it's just like being a straight size model. So, what's funny, and I make this joke and I want everyone to take it in the best way possible, but really, just because you're pretty and you're chubby, that does not mean that you should be a model. So just like you are skinny and pretty, it doesn't mean that you're a model, Cheryl, right? You would never tell anything. But it's so funny because there's some sort of thing about pretty girls that are fat or chubby, and everybody tells us we should model because it's such a I don't know what it is, but oh my god, you're so pretty, you should be a plus size model. And it's like, have you seen the girls that are plus size models? They're flawless. Their weight, if you even look at, first of all, they're usually a size 10, 12, 14. I'm size 18, so I'm on the middle of the spectrum in terms of, if you know, 0 is the beginning and 24, 28 is the end, I'm an 18. So I kind of fall right in the middle, which makes me relatable to, I think, both sides of the plus size world, starting at, let's say, a 12, and then, like I said, going to a 24, 28. But the models are, number one, the way that they gain their weight is very proportionate. If you really were to look at a plus size model, she's full in the hips. She's got a very small waist. She's got probably really nice bosom. And there are similar standards. Just like when you're looking at a straight size model, you want her to be, she's 5'10". She's a size 2 or a 4. She's very, very thin. For plus size, they're very flat stomached, small waist. It's the perfect woman, essentially.
Yeah,
so,
right.
There are
voluptuous.
Voluptuous, yeah. That Jessica Rabbit figure. And that's why not all of us are built to be doctors. Not all of us are built to be models. You have to know, where your strengths lie. And one of the great things about not being a model is that people can look at me and my pictures on Instagram or on my blog and go, wow, that looks like me. Because more women look like me than the models.
So you're more relatable.
Well, thank you. And they're aspirational. I love to look at Lane Bryant's ads or Torrid's ads. And those girls are fierce and they look amazing. And I do relate to them. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that most of the women that are looking at these ads are going to be closer to my size than theirs. So yeah. That's where I think the bloggers come in and, you know, find a blogger that looks like you and follow her and get inspiration from her and see what she buys. And that's, I think, where we fit in, like bloggers and influencers and social media girls. That's where we fit in, making it look real.
Right. Now, do you have to be 5'10" to be a plus size model?
I mean, yeah, you need to be tall.
Really?
That's tall. I mean, 5'7" is short. I'm 5'7". That's not, it's not appropriate.
Yeah, I'm really short too. I'm like 5'5".
I mean, models are tall. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, just
not happening.
Yeah, just because you're pretty and curvy does not mean you should be a model. And I love everybody out there that's pretty and curvy. Like, great for you and great for me. But like I said, it's just like, know your strengths. I get probably 10 emails a week. I want to be a plus size model. And it's like, okay. You know, so
go.
I'm all about following your dreams, but I'm also about being realistic and figuring out where you fit in. Maybe it's the fashion industry, but maybe it's as a buyer or as a marketer or as a social media expert or a blogger. But, yeah, the models for the plus size world it's just as competitive, if not more, than the straight size world, because there are less brands. I mean, there are thousands of straight size brands.
Oh yeah. That
there
makes
are
sense.
100 maybe plus size brands.
Yeah.
So think about, you know, the models. It's much slimmer pickings for jobs.
Yeah. So do you follow any of the dev campaigns?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about them?
You know, the dev campaigns are so funny because they get, I feel like they get equally praised as they do bashed. And I think that the interesting thing about the plus size world is there are a lot of sects. S-E-C-T-S, sects. So you've got these fat acceptance girls, body acceptance girls, size acceptance girls, a lot of feminists. And so sometimes, you know, my feed kind of gets filled with different ideas. So while one person is saying, oh my gosh, the dev campaign, look at how beautiful these images of these girls that drew themselves, you know, the one that came out recently where people had to describe themselves.
Yes.
And then a stranger drew them, right?
Uh-huh.
And then a stranger described them and then it was a totally more beautiful image.
Yes.
Oh my God. The feminists like ripped it apart, said it was so disruptive and like really negative and this and that. So what I think about Dove is I think I love that they use real women. I really love that they use women of all ages because I think that to feel like you don't exist after 50 or 55 in the fashion and beauty world is really sad. And those women are shopping and they're spending their money. And
yes.
So there should be women that look just like them. Like Estee Lauder, use Helen Mirren for a campaign. You know, Ellen DeGeneres gets used and she's over 40. But like, let's see some age diversity, really. I think that size diversity is growing. And I think that Dove has been one of the main brands that's been a part of that. But I love what they do with some of their older models.
Yeah, I do too. And I have to agree on all of those points. I really like how they diversify everything as well. I want to go into the commercial part of, you know, what you do for your print. So is that not considered modeling? Because you have a commercial agent.
I guess it is. But Cheryl, when you're trying to make it, you're just trying to make it. Like for me, being very honest, because I always see these opportunities as a way for just people to really see sort of the real side of it, because it's so easy for people that knew me in high school to see me on TV and then they message me on Facebook, oh my God, I was in a hotel room and I saw you on Rachel Ray. You're famous. You made it. And I'm like, oh my God. But
you did. You have to give yourself credit.
I do.
And it's right?
It's so exciting.
But, yeah.
But being in a United Health like ad is a way to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Well, of course. We all have that.
Right. So I think for me, the commercial aspect of it, I'm very lucky to have a commercial agent. I often will get, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, I would love to book one. But generally speaking, who are they looking for that looks... The great thing about commercials... I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. The great thing about commercials is they need people of all sizes, ages, colors. The funny thing about being plus size is that the commercials I get called in for are Doritos and Taco Bell and Pepsi. And I, you know, I haven't booked one of those. I've booked a United Health commercial and a couple other like print sort of generic campaigns. But it's very funny to see what you get called in for. I went in for an audition for the Mindy Project, and there were girls there. It called for a plus-size woman who was pregnant. So the scene was that the doctor was going to tell her that she had to lose weight. And she's like, well, I'm pregnant. And this aired, and a lovely girl, plus-size girl called Joy Nash got the part. And she was actually at the audition, and we know each other, so it was fun. There were girls there that were A, thin, B, that had padded themselves, that were stuffing pillows in their shirts. I mean, it's it's a rough out there.
Just for the gig.
And the thing is, I'm glad it went to a plus-size girl. It should go to a plus-size girl. So,
yeah, not a skinny girl trying to be a plus-size girl.
Or like House of Cards.
Get real.
On House of Cards, there's an Indian lady playing a Hispanic lady. It's you know, that happens a lot in casting.
It really does. You're right, yeah.
Or twins being played by one person, you know, like that kind of stuff is really hard to deal with. But I think the commercial side of it, to answer your question, for anyone that is curious about this sort of business, you can't work without really an agent, and you can't really get an agent without work. So my big tip is get out there and find, you know, safe people on Craigslist that are looking for trade, that need models, you know, photography students that are looking for models, people that are doing student films. And that way you can get some experience, you can get some photos, you can get some stuff for your reel, and then you can submit that to a commercial agency and hopefully get that. You know, the great thing about commercials is that they're looking for lots of flavors. And I a lot of times get questions from moms that are like, my kid is so cute. You know, how can I get them into the business? And I would say do it very carefully. But, you know, like I said, get the pictures done. Try not to spend too much money, but to get some good images. Also for children, make sure your child is, you know, amenable. Make sure your child is easygoing. That's a huge thing. I mean, I've seen kids get pulled off of sets and out of scenes because they're crying.
I have too. It's been a while since I've been in that side of the industry, but right out of school, I saw that all the time. And it brought tears to my eyes because it was like, sometimes the kids didn't even want to be there.
I saw one lady once on a set with triplets, and first triplets crying on set, they pull the triplet. She's like, puts the second kid in. He sees his brother's crying. He starts crying. And this woman was so desperate, literally. She goes, there's one more, and brings out her third kid. And at this point, they've just cut the child from the scene entirely. I mean, he was being carried in a car seat. It wasn't like a main point. But it's just so funny. I think people are very curious about being on camera and being in the industry. And like, I use that word hustle, which is sort of an urban word, but it's just the perfect example of having a commercial agent, doing on camera hosting, doing YouTubes, going to Rachel Ray, having jobs on the side, sometimes having to work retail or work, you know, as a waiter or whatever it is that you do when you are trying to, you know, make ends meet. It's really what it takes. So unless it's something that you cannot sleep, eat, breathe, or, you know, you just can't stop thinking about it. It is definitely, you know, not something you want to try to get into.
Right.
I'm not jaded at all.
No, you know what? We all understand. It's okay. I want to talk about the curvy influencer again. And have you tell us about, you know, your opinion on styling for the most challenging body type and what that is. And if you've come across any obstacles in that.
You know, every body type is challenging. And I think that this is something that us plus size girls often feel resentful towards skinny girls about. But I've seen so many friends that are thin or that are petite or that are, you know, have very small wrists, you know, struggle with similar issues that a plus size girl with large wrists or big fingers or that's too chubby for, you know, whatever trend might deal with. I think we all have different bodies. And I think one thing that the fashion industry unfortunately sort of presents is this idea that one size fits all and that one trend is for everyone. Mm. So I really can't say, Cheryl, oh, well, you know, a round body type is the hardest or apple shape. But I think it's mostly about, you know, everybody is very different. And I think that the biggest tip or the best thing that I can say is dressing for your body type and understanding that not every trend is meant for you and that there are plenty of options out there and that tailoring goes a really long way.
Mm-hmm.
And going that extra little step makes a big difference. So I don't feel like it's one particular body type. I'm actually working with Gabby Sidibe. So she was in Precious and American Horror Story.
Yes, I saw that on your Facebook.
She's a challenging body type. But it's really fun, and it's amazing just to see the kinds of ideas that designers come up with for her. And it's amazing to see that at, you know, somebody who's on the larger side of plus size, there are so many options for her out there, from Simply Be, which is a great website that has lots and lots of beautiful clothes, Scarlett and Joe, ASOS Curve. I mean, there's so many options now that I think in the old days, you know, we had Lane Bryant. And you had your department store, and you hopefully, you know, Nordstrom had something you could squeeze into. And now there's just a plethora of beautiful clothes online.
Let's get back into those different websites when we come back from after our break.
He used to pester me for a walk. Now, it's the other way around. Hoag's Physicians perform more orthopedic procedures than any other hospital in Orange County. Our orthopedic program, in fact, ranks among the top five in the entire country. So whatever it is you live for, you can get back to it sooner. Because as it turns out, the best part of life is simply living it. Hoag for Life. Visit us at www.hoag.org.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
All right, let's get back to the straight scoop about being an online host or plus-size model in the competitive, fierce world of fashionistas. I'm amazed at the number of things that you're covering here. I mean, you really are hitting all the bases, or whatever the simile is we're trying to come, whatever the image we're trying to come up with. You talked about online hosting. You talked about online modeling. You talked about commercials. And it sounds like you're also acting as a fashion consultant for other women.
I am. You know, Paul, I find that if I can use my experience to help people learn and figure out their own path, why not? You know, sometimes people put on a facade that they've got it all together, and right. It's more fun to sort of show the nitty gritty. But I actually do a little social media consulting right now. I'm working for a company called Swack Designs. They're a great company out of the Valley. So I write a lot of their content and help with some of their blogger initiatives, reaching out to girls. But there's a lot of different pieces to the puzzle that I have going on. I just got back from Puerto Rico promoting
Puerto Rico.
Oh yes, it was lovely. It's far. It's really far. For us Orange County people, I think Hawaii is a little bit better of a destination, but I was helping them promote their upcoming Curvy Fashion Week. So, you know,
fun.
I think there's a lot of people that are curious about how all of these things, you know, eventually get you on television and get you to be, you know, this sort of like public figure. So I like to, you know, show the different pieces of the puzzle, and hopefully my journey will help people. And maybe even they can skip a couple steps that I've done and just...
Now we had another Twitter question that came in, and I think this is something in everybody's mind. You're talking about being, in some sense, either in the fashion industry or the entertainment industry or both.
Mm-hmm.
Orange County is not known to be the center of either of those industries. Is it difficult doing it from Orange County, or should you be in New York or Hollywood or some other place?
Good question.
I think in terms of location, what some people don't realize is that we are so blessed to be just literally a hop away from Hollywood. And I often think about the fact that had I had to make the move across the country and not had the support of my family, this would have been even more challenging than it's already been. So part of being here, I live in Buena Park, proud resident of Buena Park. And I always tell people I live where the sign says welcome to Orange County. So it's not quite the, you know, the Laguna Beach that you see on television. For me, of course, there are many a nights that I have slept at a friend's couch, that I have, you know, taken, you know, been in traffic Friday night. I was in traffic for 3 hours. It was awful, but it has been worth it. You know, the sacrifices that I've made, you know, of being in traffic and of staying in Orange County have also afforded me the ability to not have to compromise and take a 9-to-5 job that wouldn't allow me to do my little styling gigs or to go to auditions. Mm-hmm. So I've been fortunate, you know. I definitely would love to not be, you know, 40 years old and still living at home. And I love Orange County. You know, I'm in a relationship right now, and he loves Orange County. And I don't think actually I will leave Orange County. I think it's a great place to sort of get away from the hustle and the bustle of the Hollywood world.
Mm-hmm. And the traffic.
So what would you say to somebody, though, that's listening to this later as a download, and they're in small town Mississippi or Arkansas? Mm-hmm. You guys were talking about Arkansas before. Is it possible from anywhere, or do you have to be within commuting distance? You got to go up to an audition for a commercial. You got to go, I don't know.
Yes. The answer is fairly simple. I think at some point, you will have to move. What you should do is become a big fish in a small pond. So if you're in small town Mississippi, you put up that YouTube, you start that website, you put on little fashion events, you grow that following, because with the beauty of the internet is that you can be anywhere. And if people like your voice and they like the content that you're putting out, they're going to follow you. The next thing that happens after that is, like, just like the Rachel Ray Show contacted me or Dr. Oz, if you really have that genuine passion for something and you get that fire going, people will fly you to these sorts of activities and to these sorts of appearances. At some point, yes, you are going to have to move. I think that, you know, there was a big blogger out of Orange County. I think her name is Glass Slipper Beauty. Her name's Allie. She's like 17 years old. She was from Newport. And she just, I think, is moving to New York because she wants to model. And so, yes, for certain industries, it is a lot easier to be in that area. So I think for on-camera stuff, we are definitely in the right place here in Hollywood, or here in Orange County, close to Hollywood. For fashion, I think New York is the epicenter. But I think that if you are in, you know, wherever you are, in Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas. Well, Texas is a huge media state, but become a small fish in a big, become a big fish in a small pond is my best advice. And use the internet to get yourself out there. Have, you know, invest a little money in some SEO and get your, you know, get your Google up, and you can essentially be discovered. And that's a really cliche way to say it, but I think that's really what happened to me. Was I had that online presence, and my numbers are not huge. I mean, I am a host. I am an on-camera host. So if you were to look at my Twitter following, you'd be like, wow, well, that's not very much. How'd she get to be on this television show or this online thing? Well, it's because my skill is hosting. So I feel like be really good at something is the other thing, is be really, really good at something. And of course, you're going to have several little projects you may be working on. Like I said, the hustle, which is my social media. I'm styling Gabby. I'm, you know, going to Puerto Rico and helping with this. And I, you know, there's lots of things going on.
Right.
But the main thing that I have focused on, that I have trained in, that I have an education in, is camera hosting.
On camera hosting, yeah. But being active on your own channels has gotten you that voice, mm-hmm. to be able to get out there and be on Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray.
And that's the thing. You don't need 30,000.
And the Skinny on Beauty.
That's right, girl. you don't need... It's a perfect example, though. It's, you don't need a million followers for someone to hear your voice.
Right.
So for you, if you're tweeting and you're using Twitter as a way, I mean, obviously the goal is to get followers that are listening to you. But as an employer, or let's say you come to me at Tony and Guy Salon right here in Orange County, and you say, you know, I want to do your social media. If I was the Tony and Guy Salon social media or marketing director and I didn't have a social media person, I would then go look at your channels, look at your voice and see, are you funny? Are you witty? Are you an expert in what you're talking about?
Right.
And so you're right. I think being on those channels early on. So if you're into fashion, you should be on Boku. You should be on Juanilo. You should be on, what are all the other websites? The Hunt. You should be on all these fashion websites and building a presence there. Pose.
Yes.
They're new.
And it can get overwhelming. I mean, I will tell you, there are so many different
awful
sites.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. And it's like, you know, I'll sign up for a new platform for beauty, and then all of a sudden, so-and-so is following you. Like 20 so-and-sos are following me. And I'm like, I haven't even filled out my profile.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it can be.
It's crazy.
It can be overwhelming. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm working for one company and they are on everything. And we luckily have a few people that help make those, you know, posts happen. And so we sort of, one person's writing and we disseminate it into all of these places. But, I would pick a couple things that you can be really good at. So for example, like I love Instagram because I think it's really visual. I think it's great for fashion. It's very similar to Pose. I mean, Pose is just outfit posts. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, Vine, I've kind of given up on because I just don't have anything to say in 6 seconds.
Has.
I need like 60 minutes, yeah. Like the Skinny on Beauty. I need a lot of time. 6 seconds just isn't enough for me. But you know, I think find a couple platforms that really work for you. But on the same token, if you're at Fitem right now and you're trying to be in fashion marketing, you at least need to know about these sites and you need to know what they look like. Boku right. is a really awesome example. You put in your measurements and it matches you with girls.
Now spell that for us.
B-A-U-C-O-O-P.
Okay.
Like the French word.
Okay.
Boku. Like merci beaucoup. It matches you with girls your same size. So it's a really fun way to get style inspiration.
Is that B-A-U or B-E-A-U?
Oh no.
I think Beau is B-E-A-U. Well, I think in the French. We should look that up.
You should look
this.
It up, Paul, because right. you've got the Google there.
right.
And I am not a French student.
What is it? So, Boku?
Boku. Like, if right. you misspell it in
Merci
Google,
beaucoup.
It'll redirect
it's gonna
you.
It's going to pop it up.
Right. Well, I do want to talk about the other plus size websites that you were mentioning before the break.
Mm-hmm.
That anybody that's interested, if you're a sexy gal out there, plus size sexy gal out there, and you want to know where to go to find inspiration and get outfits that, you know, will fit your body type, couple of websites Marcy has for us.
Well, first off, I just want to give a shout out to the Macy's here at South Coast Plaza. It is the bomb for plus size fashion. So I do love that. And I was there.
Go Macy's.
Yeah, I was there twice this weekend. But in terms of what we have now, I think in the old days, you had your Lane Bryant, you maybe had Torrid, and then you knew the department stores carried your size. But now some of my favorite sites out there are simplyb.com. It's a UK site. ASOS, A-S-O-S. They have a Curve section, ASOS Curve, beautiful. A lot of these companies are out of the UK, which is also, you know, sometimes challenging for people who are afraid to shop online. I highly recommend if you have a credit card you can tie up, buy a couple sizes, try them on, go to your tailor. If you don't want to do that, get measured and then really strictly follow their size charts. Sometimes size charts are different for every single garment, but if you have your measurements, it should be very, very easy for you to figure out what size you are. So when you're shopping online, it's a really, really important thing is know your measurements, use the size charts, and don't be afraid. If, you know, I'm a size 24 in the UK, so that's obviously like five sizes bigger than I am here, but so what? Their clothes is really, really cute. So I don't care what the tag says.
Right.
And people get really hung up on
they
that.
They do. They do.
So those are two really good ones, ASOS and Simply B. Of course, you know, my favorite is Torrid. I love Torrid. Lane Bryant has some really beautiful things. And, you know, they have, in a way, come very far, very, very far from when my grandmother shopped there 20 years ago and I wanted nothing to do with it. I am super proud to host their YouTube series and I love their clothes. And I don't just love it because they pay me. I really, really like their clothes.
Yeah.
I also will say we have a great company out of Orange County you can actually visit called Kiana. It's K-I-Y-O-N-N-A. And Kiana has a little boutique that you can go visit. They have beautiful dresses for work, also for sort of, I would say, a cocktail. I would say if you're modest and looking for like a nice cocktail dress, these would be nice. They're definitely not club wear, but they're very, very appropriate, gorgeous, well-made dresses.
And Boku is spelled B-E-A-U-C-O-U-P, as in merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for researching that for us, Paul. Okay, so I love all of your tips on where to go, because I think that if any of you out there want to become an on-camera host or be good at the plus-size fashion, you have all your tips that Marcy Guevara has given you today. I also want to talk a little bit about your social media channels when we get mm-hmm. back from our break.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's free. MarketingGrader.com. Can we talk about your family business? You know, that thing you put your whole life's blood, sweat, and tears into? Well, what happens when you retire or try and pass that business on to your children? At Succession Strategies, we can help you find the answers. We'll guide you through the unsettling process of protecting your family legacy and successfully passing your business on to the next generation, safely and securely, ensuring that it'll both survive and thrive for generations to come. So ask yourself just one question. Can I really afford to wait? Take the first step. Take our complimentary self-assessment at successionstrategies.com or call us at 714-560-9022 to set up a free consultation at your convenience. That's succession-strategies.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, let's go wrap this up with a very, very interesting interview here today. I really enjoyed everything you're talking about here today, and I appreciate your willingness to share, as they always say, but your passion. You seem to have a passion for doing all this stuff here that, as you said, you've got to really live and breathe it to survive the struggle within the fashion industry and the entertainment industry. Not easy to break into either one.
Oh, well, thank you. It's really fun to share, and I've had a great time being here.
I just got to ask you one question. I know Cheryl's got a bunch to get by you here, but walk me through that moment when here you are on YouTube, you're Justin Bieber, you're doing this in your bedroom, and all of a sudden, you said, was it Marie Claire first, and mm-hmm. then it was
Rachel
Ray.
Yeah.
Walk me through that. The phone rings at home. I mean, I don't even know how did they find you.
Online. I get emails through my website. It's themarcyminute.com. And I got this email from Marie Claire. It was an editor. It said, Big Girl in a Skinny World, which is their column for their magazine, which is very, very well known in the curvy world. And she said, I have a project I want to talk to you about. Are you in New York? Can you have coffee? That moment, Paul, I was thinking, I can be in New York. I can fly there tomorrow.
I mean, you come in, you were sitting outside on the porch, and all of a sudden Marie Claire calls here,
It was really that moment of,
I love those moments.
It's the moment of literally what I always say is it's working. The plan is working.
Yes.
You know, I knew from kindergarten that I was going to college, and I have footage of me from 11 years old on camera reporting, and I was at MDTV. I went to Modern Day, and I was on the television program there. It's part of the reason my parents hauled me from Buena Park to Santa Ana every day was so that I could go to Modern Day because they had a television school, you know, program. And then in college, I managed our television show there called Eagle Vision. I went to Biola University in La Mirada.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was like I did everything sort of in this plan to be on TV. So when this came from Marie Claire, it was like, oh my gosh, it's working. So
right.
I feel very, very lucky because I can only imagine how many girls, not only just in Orange County or LA where we are driving distance from Hollywood, but our country just dream to be on TV like that.
So when they said, crazy. Are you in town? Did you, and then suddenly you have to say, no, I'm all the way across the country.
So what she was originally inquiring about was my ability to replace the current columnist.
Oh,
and
wow.
they did need someone that lived in New York. But 6 months later, and this is why you can never force anything. Because, of course, in that moment, it's like, I can move to New York tomorrow.
Right.
You know, I'll see you later, LA. In that moment, that was a big decision and obviously a huge letdown that the project wasn't going to be even an option. I mean, the conversation didn't even really happen. 6 months later, they were taking Big Girl in a Skinny World to YouTube under the $10 million that YouTube gave to Hearst, which you guys remember YouTube gave away $100 million yes. a couple years ago. And they would like me to host it. So wow. That was a really crazy full circle moment as well, because when you don't force things, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Yes. And you know, there's no excuse. We were talking on the break. There's no excuse. If you want something today, you can go out there and get it. And you know, Marcy, curvy fashion celebrity Marcy Guevara did it through social media. And mm-hmm. so all of you fashionistas can do it. You can all become a style expert, on camera, TV host, whatever you want to do. Just be active on your social media channels. I know we've got to end our show here in a few minutes. I want to ask you two questions. One mm-hmm. of them is, what's your favorite social media platform?
Oh, I mean, right now I'm so partial.
Internet radio, she said.
Exactly.
Internet radio.
I want to have the chubby on beauty. It's going to be the new show. I was worried if I could come on. I'm like, I don't know if I can go on a show that has skinny in the name, but you know, I love Cheryl. You know, I will also say really quick, find something that you really love. So if it's beauty and fashion, obviously that's why you're listening to this show. But what do you bring to the table? What are you really good at? What do you really know about it? What are you passionate? I know you got a tweet about like organic makeup. So it's like, if that's your thing, become an expert in that. For me, it's plus size fashion. But I even need to get more focused on what do I bring to the table that's different from the other 25 girls that are trying to be fashion, plus size right. fashion experts. I love Instagram because it's visual and it's quick. I would say I'm getting into Pose, although I don't have a lot of followers on there. I like the idea that it's only outfits. But, you know, there's lots of stuff. And, of course, I like the talking and the videos and, you know, YouTube and Vimeo and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're always going to have a special place in your heart for that because that's how you started,
yes.
right? And the second question mm-hmm. is, what's your favorite quote?
You know, I love to say, and I don't know where it came from, but style has no size. And I think that that is a really important thing for curvy girls, whether you're growing up and it's really hard because you can't fit into the same pants your friends do at Forever 21, or you're a grown woman and you can't fit into the same pants your friends do at Forever 21 because they shouldn't be shopping there anyways. If you're not 21 or in your 20s. But, you know, I think that it's about confidence and realizing that as a plus size woman in 2014, you have no excuse to not
yes.
feel like you can look beautiful
yes.
at the office or picking up your kids from soccer or whatever it is. There's so many different options for
yes.
us now. Just get out there and find them and be motivated to feel better. Because mm-hmm. I think when you walk out that door, whether it's with a new haircut or a new blow dry or you got a new dress on, you feel good.
Yes. And actually, I pulled my quote from your Facebook page today. It says, "While bangs don't look good on everyone, confidence does." And I think that is the main preface here of the show is that you were confident enough to go out there and do it, and now you're making it. And so I'm so happy for you. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
I'm at the Marcy Minute on Twitter and Instagram. You can go to themarcyminute.com. And yeah, I would love to, you know, answer any more questions that anybody has and share photos and follow anybody out there that's looking to, you know, do the same things that I'm doing. You know, we're
awesome.
All in it together.
Yes. Thanks for being on the Skinny on Beauty, Marcy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Beauty, which expanded its horizons today here with plus size modeling. The only show that intersects technology, art, and fashion. Right here in Orange County's own community radio station, octalkradio.net.
He used to pester me for a walk. Now, it's the other way around. Hoag physicians perform more orthopedic procedures than any other hospital in Orange County. Our orthopedic program, in fact, ranks among the top 5 in the entire country. So whatever it is you live for, you can get back to it sooner. Because as it turns out, the best part of life is simply living it. Hoag for life. Visit us at www.hoag.org.